Donald Trump thanks God after stunning victory stats, thank you God. By Hannah Knudsen on November 11, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump thanked God after his tremendous victory last week, sharing some key figures on Truth Social about just how many gains he made. Thank you God. Trump began in the all-caps post, listing some of the accomplishments made during this victory, including his sweep of all 7 swing states. Won all swing states, and the popular vote by almost 7 million voters. Got 312 electoral votes, he said, noting that there were tremendous gains in Texas as well. In the great state of Texas, won 31 of 32 statewide judicial benches, and every county in the Rio Grande Valley. They were all blue 8 years ago, and got 1 million more Texas votes than in 2020. He added. Indeed, Trump achieved the greatest comeback in political history, ending with 312 electoral votes after securing all 7 swing states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Not only that, but Trump won the popular vote. While that is irrelevant to the actual winner, Democrats in the past have used that argument to demonize the Electoral College and suggest that past victories were not as legitimate as they are treated, citing lack of a popular mandate. Regardless, Trump's popular vote win sucked the air out of those usual arguments. Further, Trump expanded the coalition, making inroads with black voters, Hispanic voters, young voters, and suburban women. Trump pollster John McLaughlin made this point during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily on Monday. Let's get more African-American voters. Let's get more Hispanic voters. Let's get more suburban voters, suburban women. And let's get more younger voters, he said of Trump's campaign. And he accomplished that. I mean, he knows exactly what he wants to do. And it's really shaken up the establishment because he's the first person in American history, the first candidate in American history for president, who ever beat the Republican establishment and then beat the Washington establishment. And he did it twice, 2016 and he did it this year, McLaughlin added. Trump also expanded his margin with Catholic voters and saw a historic surge in the Jewish vote in New York, another telling sign of a changing electorate. It really was a reshifting of the electorate, and especially of the Republican Party, Caroline Leavitt, spokeswoman for the Trump transition team, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. President Trump dominated the Democrats in every demographic, in every community and state. He picked up gains with Hispanic voters, black voters, women, men of all ages. Young people increased their mark or their support for President Trump in this election, she said. We saw communities in Dearborn, Michigan, Arab American communities that flipped for President Trump. You had black communities in Georgia near Atlanta that flipped for President Trump. This was a landslide. There's really no other way to describe it, Leavitt said. And it's a testament to President Trump's work ethic over the past 720 days that he was campaigning, and a testament to his message to uplift all Americans, regardless of race, regardless of religion, regardless of how much money you make.